Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. During the spring membership campaign, I'm Luis Hernandez. Again, thank you so much for your support. So Saturday, April 13th, that's Record Store Day. Mark the calendar. What are you doing on that day? You're going to go to a record store. The retail holiday started more than a decade ago now, and it's become a day for musicians to release new albums on vinyl. It's time for record stores to open their doors up and get people in and have a party. So we're still talking with Lolo Reskin of Sweat Records. Also joining us is Sean Kays, owner of Radioactive Records, a little bit further north of us. Sean, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me on.
And by the way, Radioactive Records in Fort Lauderdale. Do you celebrate Record Store Day? We'd love to hear from you. Find us on social media at WLRN Sundial and let us know, are you still buying vinyl? What's your favorite record store story? I you know, being a Gen Xer, I loved back in the day, always go to the record store back then. Vinyl wasn't nostalgic. It was what we bought, that or cassettes, and I had a lot of cassettes. So share your story with us again at WLRN Sundial. Lolo, let me start with you. You know, I'm wondering, how important are in-store sales compared to digital? We're such a digital world, but you still see a lot of fans come in.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we tackle the physical side of things. And to us, we see vinyl as the enduring physical format for music. It's outlasted all the others. It's resurged, like, in a way that one ever anticipated.
This isn't a fad. It's been around for a little while now.
Yeah, and a lot of genres never stopped, but now it's back in the mainstream. Every movie, commercial I've seemed to come across, there's a record player. Captain Marvel, they're dropping a needle on a record. Every movie. And so, yeah, records are super popular, and they've been that way since 2006 now. That was sort of when they say the resurgence started. But, you know, to us, it's as enduring a format as books are for literature.
And Sean, real quickly, I mean, you know, how are you doing it in a digital age?
Well, I think there's enough people out there who like to come to a physical shop and not be stuck at their computers. I think people are computers enough of the time. So it's so refreshing to walk into an old style music shop where the people who work there know about all kinds of music. And I think that's one of the main attractions. That and the fact that when you listen to music on vinyl, you're generally listening through it through speakers rather than through earbuds or headphones. And so it's a more social way to listen to music.
So usually there's a party that goes with Record Store Day. There's a lot of events. I mean, it's almost like, I mean, in the retail business, it's almost like Christmas, right? This is the big day for you guys. So real quickly, tell me about some of the parties that you have going on. Sean, let me start with you. What are people going to be doing with you guys on Saturday?
Well, people start lining up. The first guy generally gets here about midnight.
What?
People start lining up about 4 o'clock in the morning or so. So at about 6, we've got somebody bringing coffee, because I'm sure people are going to need that. And then throughout the day, we'll have various DJs doing touch and tag. DJ sets all day. And we generally have at least one live music set. I'm not sure if that's happening this year or not. But we're doing a panel consisting of Bob Perry, which most people know from Blue Note Records, mm-hmm. and the guys from Y&T, and Shane Eason, who is a professor at FAU. And they're just going to be, I guess they're just going to speak for a few minutes about the state of the retail music in the retail age.
You know what? And so, I want to get to that in a second, too. I want to talk about that in a second. But real quickly, Lolo, it's always a party with you guys. What's going on? But really, wait a minute. People line up at midnight?
People line up real early because the first people in line get dibs on the best stuff.
Oh, okay.
Much.
Well, yeah. I'm coming, but I'm not coming that early.
No, you don't need to. No, like all the stores, we have to sign a pledge saying that we're going to abide by all the official RSD rules. And the rule is you can't open before 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay. So that's why people line up to get there for the 8 a.m. opening. So we're doing that. We've got DJs in the store all day. We've got all kinds of giveaways and fun stuff and tote bags full of goodies. And then our big party is next door at Churchill's Pub from 12 to 6, daytime thing, all ages welcome. We have 5 killer local acts across a bunch of different genres: Richie Hell, Susie Analog, Palomino Blonde, Florence and Normandy, and Butterfly Snapple. 5 great acts.
That's great.
Yeah, we love all of them. We're so excited to have them all on our stage and to let everyone have a chance to come see them during the day, so no late night and no cover, and it'll just be great.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm not. It's Saturday. I'm not getting up that early, but I'm coming. I want to be there. Again, talking with Lolo Reskin of Sweat Records and Sean Kays of Radioactive Records in Fort Lauderdale. Saturday is Record Store Day. Again, find us on social media at WLRN Sundot. We'd love to hear your what was the first vinyl you had. Maybe you've got vinyl now. Share with us your favorite story growing up, going to record stores. You know what, Sean, you talked about you're going to have this panel, this discussion about, you know, what is the future of record retail? And so, let me ask you, what do you think is the future? In this digital age, how do you keep it going?
Yeah, I think what Lola said is kind of true. You know, people rejected vinyl for what was supposedly a better format, CDs. And what's happened throughout the history of music is that a better format comes out, the older formats disappear. Well, vinyl records never truly went away. And long about 2000, 2001, we started playing nothing but records in my shop, and people seemed to love it. And that's how we built our business from just trying to give people what they want. And it turned out to be the same thing we wanted, which was to listen, to more vinyl records rather than be trapped in the CD mode.
And Lolo, because we've talked about this before too, is that it went away, but also the plants that can print them went away. A lot of them went away. So it's not as many as before, but I saw the last story that I found was that sales of vinyl still climbing,
mm-hmm.
Still digital is the thing, but they're still climbing. Is there a future, or is it just, it'll always be a nice little part of the,
It's a huge future. The industry is definitely paying attention. People, like the distribution companies and the record plants, are all working at max capacity to like deliver as much vinyl and make as much vinyl as possible. A couple years ago, started up the first vinyl manufacturers like global conference that has happened since basically the 70s. So the fact that there's a manufacturers conference, there's, tons of vinyl at all the major music conferences at South by Southwest, there's panels on it, and et cetera. I mean, it is a big industry. People are investing money into it. There's new build record machines. Before, you had to find an old one and dig up an old person who knew how to fix it. Now there's brand new machines that pump vinyl out. So, and there's all kinds of cool tricks and colors and variations you can do on the packaging and the art. And it's just really a great creative format, and people are running wild with it. It is awesome.
Record Store Day is coming up. It is this Saturday, and as Lolo told us, stores open at 8:00. I guess people are going to be lined up outside early in the morning. I'll swing by, yeah. But Saturday I like to stay in bed a little bit. Lolo Reskin, again, of Sweat Records. Sean Kays of Radioactive Records in Fort Lauderdale. And again, Record Store Day is Saturday. Lolo and Sean, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Have a great Record Store Day.
Thank you. We'll see you there.
Thanks so much.
All right. And again, we'd love to hear your story. Share with us, your record store story. Share with us your favorite vinyl. If you still got vinyl, maybe you went out and got a turntable. You haven't had one in a while. I got to go and get one. Find us at WLRN Sundial. That is the program for today. Thank you so much for your support. Thanks for listening to Sundial. Have a great Friday, a great weekend, and Sundial will be back on Monday.